Voices of Vista.
Someone who's willing, someone to care, someone who's needed and glad to be there, someone to give of himself for a year.
With songwriter Jerry Livingston and the John Kakavas Orchestra and Chorus. These are the voices of VISTA, volunteers in service to America. All over America, in slums, migrant worker camps, Indian reservations, wherever opportunity is needed. That's where VISTA volunteers go.
Someone who's young and someone who's old, hands that are willing and hearts that are bold. Someone to give what is priceless and dear. A VISTA volunteer. VISTA volunteer. VISTA volunteer.
I'm Willis Conover. Now meet our guest. Jerry Livingston.
Thank you, Willis, and it's so nice to be here for Voices of VISTA.
For a start, Jerry, if you've had a look at the first title on the orchestra's music stands, is it all right for openers?
I think that's a good idea.
77 Sunset Strip. Sunset Strip, written by today's voice for VISTA, Jerry Livingston. He'll be back in a moment. Can you imagine what it would be like if you couldn't read, living in a strange, foreign world where newspapers and magazines, even billboards and subway posters, were beyond your comprehension? Do you know that there are today thousands of American adults who cannot read or write? You can open the door to an entirely new world for these people by helping them learn to read and write. And more, you can show these people that someone wants to help through VISTA, Volunteers in Service to America. Be a VISTA volunteer for just 1 year. It may well be the most rewarding year of your own life. Write for details to VISTA, Box C, Washington, D.C. Our voice for VISTA, Jerry Livingston. Jerry, from your first song today, it sounds as though your heart belongs to Los Angeles.
Well, yes, in recent years, the last 10 or 12, I've been living in California, in Beverly Hills, which is really a medley of Hollywood, Los Angeles, and everything else. And I guess I'm a West Coaster by now, although I'm on the East Coast very often also.
Do you do most of your songwriting in California?
I would say that most of the work that I do is in film and television, and most of it is in California, and home is where the work is.
Well, besides your music for 77 Sunset Strip, what other television shows have you written music for?
Well, I believe the audience would recognize the themes I wrote for Hawaiian Eye, Bronco, Lawman, The Roaring Twenties, Surfside Six, Room for One More, Bourbon Street Beat, and the theme for the Shirley Temple storybook series, Dreams Are Made for Children. I wrote the theme for Bugs Bunny on television, and Casper the Friendly Ghost.
You didn't even mention your music for Walt Disney's Cinderella.
Oh, yes, that was a work of love, and it's been living for many years now. That was the first motion picture I had written the music for in Hollywood. In fact, I was living in New York then, and had a very big hit song on the air called, Chababa, Chababa. And Walt Disney was in New York and said, get the fellows who wrote that silly song. It wasn't so silly. It was a lullaby with some nonsensical lyrics, I suppose. But anyway, and I wrote that with Mac David. And we were summoned to the West Coast, and we wrote Cinderella with Al Hoffman. And that score seems to be living. Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes, the work song. And it was a thrill. We had a hit parade in those days. And one week, one of the songs was number one, the other one was number two or three. And that was a rarity, and it was very gratifying. And Mr. Disney was a sheer delight to work for.
So music is the universal language.
There's no doubt about that. I learned that this summer on my very first trip through Europe. It was interesting, and I heard the sounds of various countries. And my wife said, well, we don't know anybody in certain cities. I said, well, I'll whistle. And there's no doubt about music being the universal language, because we met various people, music publishers of the countries and performance societies.
Would you speak a little more of the universal language now?
Yes, I'd like to go back into Livingston in one of the early years, and do, I'd like to do the talk of the town.
I can't show my face, can't go any place. People stop and stare, it's so hard to bear. Everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town. Every time we meet, my heart skips a beat. We don't stop to speak, though it's just a week. Everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town. We send out invitations to friends and relations, announcing our wedding day. Friends and relations, give congratulations. How can you face them? What can you say? Let's make up, sweetheart. We can't stay apart. Don't let foolish pride
have the standard songs written by our guest, Jerry Livingston. It's the talk of the town. Jerry will be back in a moment. Now, let's meet a Vista volunteer. We put in a phone call to Clover Bottom, Tennessee, to a truly remarkable person. His name is Clarence Willingham. Clarence, tell us how you happened to get into Vista.
I volunteered for the regular Peace Corps, and I was waiting around and for an answer from the regular Peace Corps. While I was waiting, I was doing some repair work on radio television with a local TV shop. During this time, the Peace Corps answered me and said that because I am a double amputee, both legs were amputated at the age of 10 due to burns to save my life. They thought that I would probably fit in better with the new program, which was Vista. I didn't know anything about it at that time. So I got a detailed application from Vista, Washington, and I filled it out and sent it in. And luckily enough, I guess, I was the first of the first 20 to be summoned to the White House in 64. And I went through initial training at Camp New Hope out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, from January 3rd to around February 13th of 65. And from there, I proceeded to come to Clover Bottom, where I've been ever since.
And you're working down there with the mentally retarded at Clover Bottom, Tennessee. Well, specifically, what are you doing now?
I'm working with three boys, averaging about 2 hours per day with each boy individually, which means I am teaching them the basic operational purposes of radio and television repair work, sticking to the practical side of it.
Well, Clarence, I think you're a terrific example to everyone you meet of how difficulties can be overcome. I know Vista is extremely proud of you, and you think pretty highly of Vista, too, don't you?
I think Vista is the missing key to the have and have not. For a long time, I have blamed the federal government and other organizations for not doing more. And I think Vista is the missing key, and if it is held in the right manner, and sometime in the near future that we will be able to almost eliminate, some of the vast poverty in this land.
Thank you, Clarence. Clarence Willingham, a Negro from the South, a double amputee, devoting full time to helping people who aren't as fortunate as he is. Clarence Willingham, a Vista volunteer. Our voice for Vista is songwriter Jerry Livingston. Well, Jerry, we've heard something up and something down. Now, something else.
Willis, I'll go with that again, and I think something in a tempo away from the other tempos would be sort of a blues tempo. And I think I'd like to do now, When It's Darkness on the Delta, a song that I wrote many years ago.
When It's Darkness on the Delta, written by our guest, Jerry Livingston.
You know, Willis, while you were talking to the Vista volunteer, I was thinking of something. I would very much like to have seen a Vista program when I was a young lad in Denver. I was born and raised in a neighborhood that makes Watts, Bedford, Stuyvesant, and Harlem, and other places in the country where I came from. Those were the Bel Air and Beverly Hills of the world, and I would say that a helping hand from a Vista in those days when I was struggling through those streets in Denver in the neighborhood where I was raised would have been a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Well, Vista is here now, and if you share Jerry Livingston's salute to Vista and its activities, find out how you can serve. Write to Vista, Box C, Washington, D.C. Our voice for Vista, Jerry Livingston. Jerry, we've touched on your music for television and for films, and also on your unassociated popular songwriting. What do you like doing best?
Well, that's a good question, and it has various elements to it. I love writing. You could put a period on that. I love composing. I think the easiest is an assignment. That is when somebody hands you a television script, say, write a theme, or you see a pilot and you write a 77 sunset from it, or you do a picture. I love writing that pop song that we call it, whether it's called today rock and roll or C&W, which is country and western.
You mentioned country and western songs. How are you fixed for that?
A few years ago, I was looking at the various trade magazines that we were all familiar with, the top 40s and 100s, and I saw a country and western list, and I said to myself, I haven't been on that. And so I called up a wonderful lyric writer, Ralph Freed, who lives near us in California. He's written some lovely songs. And I said, a country and western title day? He knew what I meant. And we wrote a country and western, and we sent it down to Nashville, and it was recorded by Jim Reeves and many other folks since. And I would like to do that one now. It became the number one country and western song of not only America, but of the world, the last about 2 or 3 years ago. And I would like to do Adios Amigo.
Adios Amigo, written by our guest, songwriter Jerry Livingston.
Thank you.
Our thanks to our guest, songwriter Jerry Livingston.
Thank you, Willis, and once again, it's a pleasure to be here for Voices of Vista.
And our thanks to the American Federation of Musicians and to this station for making the program possible.
Someone who's willing, someone to care, someone who's needed and glad to be there, someone to give of himself for a year.
Voices of Vista is produced by Arch Lustberg for the Office of Economic Opportunity. The audio engineer was Richard Mays. Find out more about Vista. Write to Vista, Box C, Washington, D.C. Now for Jerry Livingston, the John Kakavas Orchestra and Chorus, and Willis Conover. Goodbye.
Someone who's young and someone who's old, hands that are willing and hearts that are bold. Someone to give what is priceless and dear, a Vista volunteer. Vista volunteer. Vista volunteer.
This is an M.A. Mangum production.